Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Chukas, Bezos Hashem, Chukas Balak. We're catching up this year to our Tzeinu HaKadosh, Teretz Yisrael. However, we should catch up. The Kriyas HaTorah is catching up. Teretz Yisrael, let me share with you a Malbim in Parshas Chukas on Perek Yotes Pasuk Beis in his section Torah R. And he says something very yesidistic. He writes, Kvar Biarti B'Makim Asher. He said this is the yesid that he wrote about elsewhere. I don't know where the elsewhere is. I imagine somebody will send me the Maramakim, but it's a very wonderful topic. The topic is the difference of Shita between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the way the Malbim puts it is the following. He says the Shita of Beis Shammai was to be pirish from Olam Hazeh is the best thing. To stay away from the pleasures and the physical needs of Olam Hazeh. Beis Hillel Shita was Lekadesh Olam Hazeh is better. To take the Gashmias HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in this world and to use it, to enjoy it in a manner of Kedusha. Probably the best example of this is the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding Karban Olam. Beis Shammai says, Yifazer Mamaynei La'olam, Yosemei L'Shlamin. So it's better to spend your money on a Karban Olam than a Karban Shlamin. While Beis Hillel says that Avodah Shlamin Adiv. Beis Hillel says that the Avodah of a Karban Shlamin is of greater significance. Why? Because Havayda v'shlamim, you're taking the ability to enjoy Olam Hazeh and giving it Kedusha, and that's a higher madrega, whereas the Karban Ayla is staying away from it, not Olam Hazeh, staying away from it totally, and the Neila, that is a greater Kedusha. This Machlekes is in Chagigot Vav Amid Aleph. There are other examples brought by the Malbim. The Malbim says that Beis Shammai's Shita was, if you find mana yafa, good piece of food during the week, so you should put it away for Shabbos. That's the midah of Shammai. I mentioned in the beginning of the second paragraph of Bayah. Beis Hillel said, no. The midah of Beis Hillel was, Baruch Hashem Yayim Yayim. Whatever you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you on any given day, use it, Baruch Hashem, you have a good piece of meat during the week, eat it. And when Shabbos will come, you'll be metapel and getting the best you could for Shabbos. A similar machlokes, the beginning of Masechet Sukkah. Beis Shammai says, if you're roshei v'rubei b'sukkah, that's not good enough. You have to eat kula in the sukkah. And again, we're talking now Afi Mashava, the idea being that Beis Shammai wants the person to be kulay pirish from Olam Hazeh, totally into the sukkah. Beis Hillel, it's enough to have Rashi Meruma in the sukkah. Part of him could be remaining with the idea, the Gashmiistic idea of Olam Hazeh. So we have three machlokes in Olam Hashlamim, the Mana Yafa L'Shabbos, and the Rosh HaVeruva B'Sukkah. Of course, there are many more that fit once you have a rule. In Chagiga Daf Yud Beis, Beis Shammai says, Man Divrei Tchila, Shemayim Divrei Tchila. The main part of Olam Hazeh is the Shemayim, the less Gashmiistic a part of creation. And Beis Hillel says, Eretz Divrei Tchila. The purpose of Olam Hazeh is to be the Kaddish Aretz, to take the physical parts of the Aretz and to use it. It's amazing, Machlokes. Between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Masechta Shabbos, Beis Shammai Shita is that there's a mitzvah Shisas Kalim, that on Shabbos not only you and your behemoth are not allowed to do malacha, your Kalim have to rest. So the Gemara asks, if your Kalim have to rest, how are your candles burning on Shabbos? How is your pot of cholent on the stove on Shabbos? And Beis Shammai Shita is you have to be mafker it, it can't belong to you. Yafka Kalim, and his meat, and his neiris. Amazing thing. Beis Shammai holds that it shouldn't be yours. The Gashmias of Olam Hazeh shouldn't be yours, even a Shabbos Kodesh. Beis Hillel, of course, disagrees. They hold there's no dinner. She says, Caleb, it's interesting. A bacha called me And he asks, he's allowed to charge his shaver over Shabbos. He has a date matzah Shabbos. Could he put it to charge Erev Shabbos? It will charge over Shabbos. I told him it's mutter. He said, someone told him there's some rabbanim who are machmir. I told him, of course there's some rabbanim who are machmir. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is l'chuyim in Shvisas Kelim. But Beis Hillel is mekel. They hold there's no din in Shvisas Kelim. And so too, Beis Hillel says, you dance in front of a kala, kala no, the chasuda. Subis, that you saying. You praise the kala. And Beis Shammai says, kala kamay shehi. What are you so worried about? You're worried about the beauty of the kala. Kala kamay shehi. It's the accomplishments of the kala that really count. So this is an interesting yisoid in the machlokes of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. I don't think we can easily apply it to every machlokes, but certainly to many of the machlokes. So this is a nice idea onto itself. I'm just thinking about Mitzia, Mem Gimel. There's a machlokes about Shilchas Yad BePikat. The Shabbat Shita is that if you have machshava to use someone's pekod, that's enough. Taisa says it means dibur, but you don't have to physically touch a thing. If in your mind you're thinking about using someone's pekod, you're already a shaleich yad. You're already their consequences. They still say, an shashalach bayad. They still say to you, actually do it. Okay. So it's a nice yisoid, and for even for itself, it's a beautiful yisoid. There's a more famous yisoid in the Machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and they fit together beautifully. Let me explain. There's a better known yisoid, and Reb Zev in his Lor HaHalacha talks about it by Arichus, beautiful Arichus, does the Machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but his yisoid is the following. Beis Shammai go according to Bekayach, according to potential. You look at potential. Beis Hillel say, you go bust the pilot, you go bust what's actually taking place. And for example, the most famous application, Beis Shammai says you light 8 candles on the first day of Chanukah. The first day of Chanukah has potential of 8 days of Chanukah coming your way. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Hillel says, no, you do one the first day, two the second day, you go by the pile. In other words, Beis Shammai says a person really has to look at his potential. He has to live based on the potential that he could have. Similarly, Beis Shammai say, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Milanos. The potential already for the new growth of the coming year is already there on Rosh Chodesh. They still say, you wait, even two Mishvat, the pears are there, but they're at least more there, so to speak, the pile. It's a great word for when you make a Siyam HaShisha Sidrei Mishnah. The last Mishnah of the Siyam is usually the Shai Alamis, but if you want to talk about something more halachidic, the last Machlokes in the Chas are Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Shita is that when you pull a fish, you go fishing, you pull a fish out of the water, and it's still in the net or it's still on the hook, and it's threshing about, it's already the Kabbal Tumasaychlin. The Bartanura says, Hashum and Kemesin. Even though the fish is still alive, but the kayak is dead. It's pulled out by a fisherman in a net. They already have it in Eichel and the Kabbal Tumasaychlin. They still say, Mishia Musu. Only when they die, that's all their Machlaikas in Uksin. What's the Machlaikas? The Shammai looks at things, the kayak. You have to look at the potential. The fish, once it's pulled out, it's an eichel. Potential is to be a food. Beis Hillel says, you're looking at the payo. We don't expect people to see more than the payo. It's beautiful. Every yid has the bekayach, has the potential of being magdish, all of his nisim. Being magdish, the idea, the dream of a yid living as a person who is magdish everything he does. Who it has to be a person's dream. A person has to dream of ideals. Even though Bapayel, it's like Pilsol says, Bapayel, we're not holding by being Magdish everything. How have I that we could take Ilamazah and use it for Kedusha rather than being Pirish from Ilamazah? So there's no question that that in the Bepoildika world, it's not that way. In the Bekayach, Hashem wanted to create the world of Bekayach will be the Sadim. They have to be ideals that a person ascribes to. But Bepoil Beisol says, Halacha L'maisa is the Bepoil, is what a person is really capable of doing. Now, I want to mention this because it's very important. We live in a world where we can't live in the world of perfection. The problem is there are people who take mediocrity and they make a shita out of it. Say b'shita, it's that way. They don't dream of a world of godless or perfection. A person stands Shemini Esrei. We know in our world it's hard to have kavanah the whole Shemini Esrei. But a person has no right to give up on the ideal that a person has. To say that mediocrity is the best thing, it ends up, people end up there and they make fun of people who are more Kaddish, who are ascribed to greater Kedusha, who have dreams of greater Kedusha, instead of looking up to it. Beishame says, the kayach, you have to recognize it. They say the Paschim that way. We so certainly agree we have to recognize the kayach of a person, the potential of a person. In the Allah Maisidika world, the Davinainu, we're not holding there. Sadly, we're not holding there. But the recognition is a recognition, a healthy recognition that has to exist of how we really should ascribe to, we really should aspire to, we really should dream of moments where we could be on a Darga Yaisa Gavaya, on a higher Darga. So, this is the message of Beishamai Beisol, the Yesodis Dika Machlokes in Shas, that we live when we learn the Shas, we live Beishamai Beisol, and to understand these two ideas, these two thoughts. One additional thought in the last moments. Virius Petira, the Be'er stops. And then B'Shus Maishan Aaron, it starts again. So why did it stop? Why did it go straight from Petiras Miriam to it should have gone with it smoothly, a smooth transfer of power, so to speak. The Be'er should have never stopped, B'Shus Miriam, and then B'Shus Maishan Aaron. There's a night of Yehud in his drushes. I have a Sia Drushvav. It's an Arichas for a different time. But Yisayin Advarim, he says, is that Klal Yisrael only has the schus, when a god was nifter, only has the schus of that godl to the degree that they're margish what they're missing. To the degree they're margish what they're missing, the Gemara says, Vizarach Hashem, Shubah Hashem, the Gemara Kedusha Naim Bey says, Ashloi Shok Hashem Sheshel Tzadik Zeh, Zarach Hashem Sheshel Tzadik Acher. That when a tzaddik dies, a tzaddik replaces him. Mishmeis Rav Akiva, Ma'amad Rebbe, Shneis Rebbe, Ma'amad Rav Yehuda, Mishmeis Rav Yehuda, Ma'amad Rava, Mishmeis Rava, Ma'amad Rav Ashi. So then Yehuda says, so what's the rash god? Well, what's the terrible thing? A tzaddik dies. Every time a tzaddik dies, there's Zaruch Hashem Shishozeh, there's somebody waiting to be Mavala Mekayma. The answer is, going to be Yehuda. It's Naila Shiv Shizelzeh to the degree that a person realizes the Avelus of the Nifter, to the degree that Kali Yisrael recognizes it. So then the next tzaddik could take over and have the kaya to do what that tzaddik would have done. Birios Petira, to the degree that it was recognized, the Kodesh Baruch Hu stopped the bear until it should be recognized. Once it's recognized, the godless, then we can move on. With that thought, I wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, a meaningful Shabbos, as we head to Shavasa B'Tamas. We prepare ourselves to understand the Mekayach of Klal Yisrael, what we're missing. In Yitzh Hashem, that's the idea of the 3 weeks. In Yitzh Hashem, the joy of a vacation season, the pleasure of vacation season should be combined with the extra time and ability that people have to be able to have storm kavuim to be learning properly, to be davening properly. Bezus Hashem, we look forward to 3 weeks that should be a time of schus for geula for all of Klal Yisrael. A good Shabbos to one and all.